With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. We start talking about gas prices.
We wish to address a message currently circulating alleging that fuel prices will increase dramatically to $7 per gallon and consequently urging motorists to rush to filling stations. That information is not accurate and therefore is misleading.
Utility Regulation and Competition Interim CEO Sanjay Miles there issuing a statement to discourage panic buying and reassure consumers that Cayman's gas prices won't skyrocket overnight.
Current local fuel prices are based on the cost of product already purchased and in supply in the country. While prices have been steadily increasing for several months, deliveries received last week were purchased prior to the latest Middle East conflict escalations, so should not have any drastic impact on consumer fuel costs.
Mr. Miles says the regulator will continue to keep an eye on the situation and will take regulatory action if there are any price increases that appear, quote, unjustified. Grim news from Little Cayman. The District Committee of the National Trust says the smallest of the Cayman Islands has already clocked 10 Sister Islands rock iguana road deaths, with one this weekend of a 4-foot-long, 20-pound breeding male. The District Committee says Little Cayman saw 133 known Sister Islands rock iguana deaths due to roadkill in 2025. And they're asking folks in the Sister Islands to slow down and give way to endemic species who might be crossing local roads. You're encouraged to report Sister Islands roadkill by calling 923-8072. And the government allocates $9 billion to support the expansion of the University College of the Cayman Islands. Here's CIGTV's Takia Smith.
The funding will help advance UCCI's 2024 Campus Master Plan, which outlines improvements and new facilities designed to accommodate the college's continued growth and increasing demand for higher education opportunities locally. Minister for Finance and Economic Development and Education and Training, the Honorable Ralston Anglin, said the investment is important not only for education, but also for the country's future economic development.
You can't have a modern economy that maximizes the potential without a highly skilled, trained, adaptable workforce.
Chairman of the Board of Governors, Mr. Gilbert McLean, expressed appreciation for the government's support and outlined how the funding will be used to advance the initiative.
The buildings that are 50 years old, they need to be removed and new modern facilities built that can accommodate the various areas of teaching that is required.
Government officials, UCCI leadership, and members of the media attended the presentation ceremony hosted by the Ministry of Education and Training.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. Germany says the war against Iran has nothing to do with NATO and it won't take part in any effort to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Britain's Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, said London didn't want to be drawn into the wider conflict. Earlier, President Trump said it would be very bad for NATO if it didn't get involved. The United Arab Emirates says it's been countering further missile and drone attacks from Iran. The authorities say fires that broke out at a major oil terminal have been contained. The Israeli military says it's been conducting limited ground operations for several days against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The army said it was protecting residents of northern Israel. Russia has conducted a rare daytime attack on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Waves of drones targeted the city as residents travelled to work. Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, also came under attack, with one person injured. A fire at a hospital in the eastern Indian state of Odisha has killed 10 patients. 11 staff suffered burns while trying to rescue the patients in an intensive care unit. A French businessman has been sentenced to 10 years in jail for spying in Azerbaijan. A court in Baku heard that Martin Ryan had been recruited by French intelligence to collect information on Azerbaijan's army during its war with Armenia. Voters in Kazakhstan have approved a new constitution, expanding presidential powers and allowing for curbs on the press. It also recreates the office of vice president, who will be appointed by President Tokayev, allowing him to, in effect, choose a successor. At the Oscars, the anti-authoritarian comedy thriller One Battle After Another won 6 awards, including Best Picture. K-pop Demon Hunters was the best animated feature and took the prize for Best Original Song. BBC News.